Freunde, bevor wir jetzt hier anfangen, noch mal ganz kurz ein Hinweis in eigener Sache. Wenn ihr in Zukunft plant, euch Tattoo-Equipment zuzulegen, kann ich euch wirklich nur ans Herz legen, guckt euch vorher einmal eben kurz unsere Webseite an, www.tftn-podcast.com. Da findet ihr unter dem Reiter Deals nämlich richtig viele geile Deals. In den meisten Fällen bekommt ihr 10%, zum Beispiel bei Coal Black Tattoo Supply, bei Cheyenne Professional Tattoo Equipment, bei Killer Ink Supply, bei Chaos Nero und bei Muro Star, just to name a few. Die Liste wird ständig erweitert, deswegen guckt vorher vorbei, www.tftn-podcast.com oder über die Shownotes. Und jetzt wünsche ich euch viel Spaß mit dem Podcast. Bis später.
I prefer people what don't know anything, because they are like a completely empty glass. You can fill with everything. I'm pure, pure, pure art.
Welcome to a new episode of the Tales from the Needle podcast, this time with a very, very special episode. This is brought to you by our friends from Cheyenne Tattoo Equipment. Most of you already knew Cheyenne before, but they invited us to the annual Factory Day, which takes place in Berlin in the week of the Berlin Tattoo Convention, where all the artists, all the staff, all the people from the industry meet to gather around, have food, have beer, have a good tour through the Cheyenne Factory Day. Highly recommended. And yeah, thank you for the invitation, and we go straight into the episode. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second episode of the Tales from the Needle X Cheyenne Tattoo Equipment podcast. My name is Fury1. I talk to tattoo artists from all over the world. Now we are here in a special environment at the Cheyenne Factory Day 2023. And I have one of the OGs here with me. It's Max Ghostar. Is it pronounced Ghostar?
Yeah, right.
Ghostar, cool. Ladies, nice to meet you.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Can you please introduce yourself to our listeners, like who you are, what you do for a living that probably don't know you?
Okay. I can resume, like, I am 23 years old tattooer, so I started with 18 years approximately, and my father, he was illustrator, so I have, like, this connection with art in my family. I painting, now I just tattooing 100% since the last 23 years. I'm painter the last 23 years. So I don't know nothing about mechanic. I don't know nothing about kitchen. Don't ask me about electricity, gas, tattoos, and art in general.
Cool. And I've seen you've been like a very, very good graffiti artist before you started tattooing.
Yes, I started with graffiti with maybe like 14 years when he was a teenager. And sometimes I do it also collaboration for big firmas.
Cool. So, and you're living in Germany?
In the moment, I pass from something like this. I live in 20 years in South America, Peru. Mm-hmm. Then I passed to Brazil. Then I moved to Germany a few years. Then I stay in love completely in Barcelona.
Ah, nice.
It took me, you know, like took me for longer. And since 6 years, I live in Switzerland.
Oh, cool. So you've been quite a lot around. Yeah. What's your favorite city in the world so far?
Barcelona so far.
Barcelona, yeah. Yes. Gotcha, man.
Yes, the food, the people.
Oh, the food is really. Everything. What's your favorite food?
Oof, difficult to say, but normally I stay with ceviche.
Ceviche? Yes. What's this?
It's like a raw fish with citron.
Ah,
super
perfect.
Fresh and good.
For me, like, it was the capital in Europe for Mexican food, because I haven't found Mexican food around, like Mexican cantinas. Not wow. Possible in Germany. I mean, I tried to find like a place where they serve mole. You know mole?
Okay.
Of course, you know mole. And this is why I always hated German Mexican restaurants, because it's just not the real stuff.
More European.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. Yeah. But how come that you came like that far from Peru? Because Peru is such a nice country.
Exactly. I start with 18 years tattooing. And after like 2 years, I have the opportunity to open my first shop.
Cool.
This is in South America, and the time where, I don't know, with the twin with Dali, I make my own needles. But when I say I make my own needles, I don't mean Jet France or the good ones.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
I told you 23 years ago, it was like, you know, needle from Klamute.
Sewing needles.
Exactly. All the guitars.
Guitar strings.
Exactly. And after all this time, I see a lot of magazines from Germany, from Spain also. It was like, wow. All these people with tattoos and, you know, all these gringo locos, they come from there. Like, you know, like they're crazy.
Yeah.
And they living and they make it drawings in the skin and they can live, you know, like this. And getting more interesting, and step by step, I have the opportunity to come here. And then pass everything faster till now, like a dream, conventions, travel, expositions, because also I painter.
Yeah.
And now, till here, till this moment.
Fun. Did you paint with oil or like canvas or like graffiti?
I make all the techniques.
Yeah?
Yes. I am normally watercolor master, but I also make a charcoal, I make it oil, I make acrylic, I make a spray, I make all the techniques.
Oh, crazy. So you like, how many times or how many hours a day you spend like painting? Because
in general, I can say like this, it's my obsession.
Yeah.
To learn. My obsession to bring the best of me every day, and I have my own competition, so I have this appetite of learning since I am a child. So I really focus. I am also a bit extreme person. So, for example, if I focus on a new technique, I don't stop till I can really feel it inside. So think like a 1 year or 2 years, sometimes or 3 years. In pastel, for example, now I am in the really like, I don't like to sound egocentric, but now I feel comfortable at many techniques. And I make expositions also in different galleries, also in tattoo conventions. Now, my next position is in Barcelona Convention.
Ah, nice.
And
so next year, right?
Exactly. No, no, next year, no. Next month, in October.
And is it this year? Time flies by.
Really fast. And now, in this time, for example, I bring my Tattoo Master collection.
Oh, cool.
And it's around like 20 portraits of the big names of the tattoo, you know, like Heber Hoffman, Philip Liu, Chuko, Bob Tyrell, Paul Bout, you know, like big names, Grimy, to try to connect with the new generation and
this
the
is
old
what's
one.
Cool because I know them because I've like been tattooing for 13 years, but that's I bet cool. Like if you ask like one of the people that are around for maybe 2 years, they wouldn't know who you're talking about.
Exactly.
You know?
Probably they wanna say like everything started in Miami Ink.
Yeah.
Then it's a bit true, not real one, but it's a bit true because everyone start to focus more, you know, also the government.
Yeah, of course.
But yes.
They smell the money.
Yeah. For sure.
Wow, but nice. Really, so, and this is like, did you, like, this art thing, you said your father was an illustrator, right?
Exactly.
And so he like you are into this art and art as a living thing, you know, you were born into it. And how was it like, was it easy for you or did you do something else before? Like,
really, it's funny because I worked one day in my life and it was here in Germany.
Really?
2004, Stuttgart. And I fight with the owner. And they pull me out. They call the police also because I don't have this connection with authority.
Yeah.
And I don't like to follow rules. This is what I like tattooing, you know, more like old school.
Probably
soul.
Just the rules that you don't understand, you know, like if you can say, okay, I can respect, I know why this is the law, then it's probably easier to obey it, you know, for example.
I like to break rules more.
Yeah. Yeah, but why not?
I like it more. But I live in the society, so I'm good. I integrate.
Was it also like, what was the job you were working?
Nothing.
And no, I mean like the last where they kicked you out.
I need to count products in one supermarket.
Ah, okay.
For one day, I mean like few hours, he put me
supermarket
out.
Supermarket is really unnerving.
It was interesting for me because I need to do something, and in this time it was like, okay, I want to try. I want to work. What yeah. it is? From the school, I passed to tattooing. Already a painting.
Cool.
It was the, you know, this feeling when it's something. You know, when you see a woman, super sexy, curve, eyes, hair, and you are really close.
Yeah.
And you're smelling, it like, wow, this attraction, this feeling. I feel the same for tattooing. I was like, what? You can draw in the skin.
Yeah.
And stay forever, man. And they pay you for this.
Yeah. And also it gives you something, I don't know how to say, but like if you see a tattoo artist who just blows your mind, it gives you something. Wow, you're just looking at the work. Yes. And I mean, it's just, you are seeing something,
yeah,
and that
you feel it.
Yeah.
It was a completely in love. It was like the first love, one of my first love. I stay completely inside. And till now, sometimes, yes, I close the eyes, I wake up and it's like, wow. Wow, now it's like 23 years passed so fast.
Yeah.
And I hope I'm getting double, you know, like,
yeah.
Yeah, that cool.
You are also like, do you also like to travel a lot around? Like, because like people that are so long in the game, let's yes. call it like this, they always tell me like, you know, I'm done with conventions. Sure. I don't want to work conventions anymore. But for me, even after 13 years, it was like, okay, man, let's bring it. I can't see.
It's cool.
Not because of working, but because of meeting all the new people there and learning.
I
want to
tell
know?
You the secret of this one. Like South American, you know, for the, can say the other continent, one of my big goals of tattooing, it was travel.
Mm-hmm.
But as from never travel to make it 10 conventions in the year, to do 25 conventions in the year.
That's half the year.
It's like almost 1 weekend home and then continue 1 weekend home. And then when they ask me, hey, you really like conventions? I say, I don't know. how you feel when you take Seems your like t-shirt it. And you use it, you know, like you try your t-shirt for first time, like nothing. Yeah, but when you are 4 years and you try, you know, you try your clothing or your shoes for first time, you feel it different. So right now I like to travel to connect with the young people, to don't lose this appetite of learning, of feel again. Feel again super good. This is why I like conventions, to meet new people, to, I don't know, to absorb this energy. I really like it.
Yeah, I can feel that so much, because it's like, this is what was really missing during COVID, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know how, you were in Germany then, right?
In Switzerland.
In Switzerland. Probably it was a bit more relaxed than here, I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, I believe that there was something already missing when the convention stopped.
Yeah.
How do you think about like the future of conventions? Do you think like it will like change or
probably
die out
in the future? Like right now, this future and this generation, probably they want to do it all in social medias.
Mm.
Can be the future. But this time of COVID, it was great for me because I have time for painting.
Yeah, I believe.
It was like amazing. I connect with myself.
Mm.
It was a good time for me.
Yeah, the problem like for us, for me especially, it was the same, because you were just, like you said, you feel centered because you don't have any shit to do. This is like the real, you have time over yourself. You can do really whatever you want. You're not getting money anyway. You can't do a new job right now. So there's barely anything to do except for accepting it and try to use the time as good as possible, you know, like learn a new craft, do some stuff. And this is really cool that you just focused on the thing that you wanted to do and then just said, okay, let's go. Going to be painting now.
It was good for me. I really like it. I know for the rest of the world it was not good, but I have time for me and for painting. It was super great.
And now, some advertising.
Hey friends, we already talked a bit about our friends from Cheyenne Professional Tattoo Equipment here in the podcast, and I didn't want to miss the chance to tell you guys that we have a little deal for you with
TFTN10, the discount code. It's TFTN10. You get 10% off your first purchase at GiantTattoo.com. That's TFTN10 brings you 10% on your first purchase, which is, let's say you want to buy a Solnova Unlimited, 10% is way more than 100 euros discount, which is actually quite nice. So enjoy testing everything out. Everything else is in the show notes. Thank you so much again for the deal. And TFTN10 brings you 10% on your first purchase at GiantTattoo.com. Thank you.
Back to the show.
What's the current tattooing setup that you use?
Like what type?
Like the machine, the needles. What's right your
now,
favorite
equipment? Now, I am focused on, we're going to make impressionist or photorealistic. I use the Solnova Unlimited, the 4 and the 5.
Yeah.
These two partners are like it. They're stronger and softer.
For me, like, I was really, when they brought out the battery machine, we previously also had it before with Ben.
Yes,
it was like,
oh, cool, eh?
No coils anymore. Not even coils, but the cables, you know, no cables.
Yeah, this is a big change. That means the good thing of Cheyenne is always innovate and better and better and
yeah.
better.
And the cool part is that you are part of this. You can
yeah.
also like to get ideas and give ideas.
Exactly,
also.
Exactly. I mean, like, yesterday I see all photos from me when I start my first rotaries.
Yeah.
And it was a Cheyenne spirit, Cheyenne heart.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you remember when it was?
More than 12 years ago.
Oh, it's crazy. Yes. So really the first.
Yes, the first generation.
And then sticked with it.
May I change inside, you know, like Solnova and everything, also the pen. I like many ones. I like in general. I mean, Germans know how to do machines. This is for sure.
Yeah, German engineering is still on the map.
Yes.
What's your favorite needle configuration to use? Like when you build up a working space, what is there 100%?
5-liner, 7-liner, 9-liner, 9 round shader, 9 magnum curve, Dreisen. You say that rising curve magnum, you know. Sometimes 21 big magnum for refresh and connection.
Yeah,
that's a
but
small
you,
configuration.
But you feel like with small
yes,
needle configurations,
yes, small round shaders and lines. I use it more,
yeah.
more for big areas. I use it a small needle.
Yeah, because I think it will look better. I mean, it takes more time.
More solid,
yeah.
You compact more colors. In general, this is what I say before. I do impressionist. It's a technique of painting.
Yeah.
What this in general is, you see spots,
mm-hmm.
and after one distance, you can see all the picture completely and looks super stronger. You compact more color, stay more longer.
You think you have it because of this graffiti stuff? Because it's kind of like the same, right?
A bit saying a bit of painting. I mix everything what I know.
Yeah.
And yes, I try to don't focus in the tattoo technique. I bring other techniques to the tattoo.
Yeah. And you are usually, do you do a lot of cover-ups or is it just?
Also.
Yeah.
Also sometimes.
I think that's so hard.
Round shader and black.
Wow. Just all over.
Always help.
Yeah. What's the what was the first style like? How come that you went into tattooing? Like because you used to be like a sprayer before, and what was the first touch point?
I think I do graffiti, and then one of my sister go to one tattoo shop, and this was the first contact. What I see, and I like to try it. And this become the way, you know, boom 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 boom.
You also
everything connect.
Pretty heavily tattooed, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's your favorite tattoo that you have on yourself?
I have the border of my son
oh,
in
cool.
my chest. I have different places. I have maybe like 75% or 85% of my body.
Ah, oh, crazy.
So I hope to finish soon because with the years it's more painful.
Yeah, it is, right? Sometimes yeah. I figure that it's just a feeling that you have because you're so used to being in a tattoo shop, you know?
No, it's really painful. Eh? I look like a bad guy, bad motherfucker, but no, man. Before I can easily handle 9 hours. And after I go to the one rave or something like this.
Really?
No, 2 hours.
2 hours
after
maximum.
I go to the bed.
But I mean, it's like if you have 85% cover, that's quite right that you did. I like the tattoo that you have on your head. So because it looks a bit more like calligraphy, you know?
A mix of calligraphy and tribal.
Who did it?
Bastien.
Lo?
Yeah.
Ah, good guy. So then I think it's not that old, right?
No, probably like this year, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
A few months ago.
Cool. What's the favorite style that you're working in? Because I've seen that you have done plenty of styles.
Yes. They are 23 years, so I have time to try many styles. I pass from Chicano, New School, Realistic, Pop, Old School, Asiatic or Japanese. And now, really, when I try to find something, I go more in a fusion of watercolor and impressionist, more in the art plastic way.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And do you think that it's like, for example, when you say that you are doing seminars,
yes,
like, do you also take apprentices yourself?
Sure.
And do you, is it like important for you that they learn like a broad spectrum of styles? So no specialism.
In general, with my workshops, are a bit different. For example, you're gonna like it. I am the first guy in Europe who bring the double washer intensive. I explain you. I bring a partner, plastic art partner. Mm-hmm. So he teach for 3 days, like oil or watercolor or another technique. And then after these 3 days, I continue with another 3 days more. So we make like one completely week, 6 days of intensive teaching and everything. And yeah, well, I prefer people what don't know anything.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because they are like a completely empty glass. Mm-hmm. You can fill with everything. And pure art. Sometimes when you know too much, it's difficult.
Yeah.
Because you have so much tips of different. It's a bit different. But when you are clean, super easy.
I never thought of this in that way, but it also it makes sense perfectly to do it. And like, how did you structure your seminars? Because like, for example, for me, if I figure a seminar, and I mean like to fill 3 days,
yes,
is quite right. How do you did you just structure it by writing everything down and then check how much you need?
In general, I make it for longer. I start around like 10 years for make a seminar, since 10 years ago.
Oh, crazy.
So I start to talking about skin, what type of skin, because it's not just the technique about the pendulum way for shadows or 45 degrees for applique. For me, you know, like I really like then the person learn and focus and more than learn than change his brain. Because you can learn a technique super easy right now, 2023. But if you have so many shit in your brain.
Yeah, that's true.
You come back after 1 week and you forget everything. So first I like to focus in the motivational way to the people, to bring the best of everyone. And after this, I teach a technique of painting. And after these 3 days, I pass completely exactly when they are fresh to use the same technique in the tattoo way.
Ah, okay. So the first 3 days are like preparation.
Exactly.
And okay, why do we bring this? Why
we use it, for example, last time I bring Emanuele Dascanio, who is a famous Italian painter of graffito. He used his time, but we can say like this, like one normal painting A4, he took like 300 hours.
Hmm.
You need to check this guy, Emanuele Dascanio.
Yeah.
It was the first workshop come people around the world. I need like a 4 or 3 person for help me for translation.
Yeah, yeah.
Because different countries. Then I take the second workshop, and it was Clodoaldo Martins, and he teach the Ala Prima technique.
Yeah.
The Ala Prima technique from oil is exactly, we can say like this, like you have like around like 2 or 3 hours to interpret the portrait of somebody, or can be also landscape, but it's fresh. It's like feeling fresh, and exactly I do the same technique and tattoo.
Wow, that's so interesting. Crazy. And these workshops, they're taking like, do you plan like 8 hours, or is it like from just till dawn?
When I do it, like, for example, like a full day, I can do it for, I don't know, like, can be like 18 hours.
that's
because
quite
it's much things to tell, and also to more to tell to pass, you know, because I don't like then everyone pass with the same mistakes.
Yeah,
you know, like they don't tell you in the workshop about the motors, you know, like Fauxhauser, like Mabuchi, like Maxon. They don't tell you, but it's important. They don't tell you about strokes. They don't tell you about if you have keloid skiing, if you have fat skiing, the areas, how it is, about the healing, about more, but it's more complete. So this is what is more intense also. And when we talk about double workshop, it's like 6 days. Wow, it's like a, I don't know, the people go super, super happy.
Yeah, yeah, I believe.
Yeah. We live together, all in one home.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like we make a cool family, you know, like 32 persons or something like this.
Oh, I like that. Crazy. Yeah. That amount of. But I mean, if you have this kind of experience and you're getting so much out of it, I think it's like very, very. To have so much value in one place, like imagine like 6 days full of just pure knowledge. If you're really super interested in your craft and not just becoming like a superstar or whatever, you know, then nice.
But also harder, right?
Yeah.
Because imagine like 32 persons, different nationality, you can have like one big group of persons behind you to help you, support you. But everyone need attention, and everyone need to have time with you.
Yeah.
So definitely. Last time we stayed till 4 in the morning. My secretary come and say, Max, you need to sleep. And I say, I can't go because any motherfucker is staying up. So I need to be the last one.
Yeah.
And also the first one what need to stay here.
Yeah.
So every motherfucker stay till 9 in the morning. And the next day we have a course 11 in the morning. So imagine. And everyone come in the morning like super happy with coffee.
Super
everything
fresh.
Like fresh, like fuck.
And you'll be like,
oh. It was completely dead, but I need to bring the best of the best. And this is also what take, it's not just a give and bring, because I also take this energy from the new generation, the people who really, you know, have this power for this appetite of learning.
But this is really, this is something that I'm looking at when I see, or if I search for an apprentice, like this appetite, you know, I don't want to have people that are already fed up, that are not just wanting to make money out of anything, you know, and this is just the easiest thing. It was the easiest thing for a while, just to become a tattoo artist, but it takes a lot more to be a real tattoo artist, you know?
I mean, to be real now is a bit strange what you mean be real, because the generations change and the persons also, you know? We can say then the hip-hop and the rock is dead.
Yeah.
We can say this one. We the generation of the 90, and soon we want to pass away.
Yeah, definitely.
So we have a big mission right now.
Yeah.
If we like then the tattoo stay in good hands, we need to teach good things.
This is an approach that is barely there, especially like here in Germany, because here most of the people are to themselves, you know, because it was such a close little community, and all the old artists that are seeing all this new shop stuff popping off, you know, they're just, and it's so sad that they can't adapt to the new. And like you said, you need to offer the people something, because obviously they want to know how to do it, and you have the ability to give it to them like in a proper way, you know, so why don't you do it? Yes,
right.
Probably right. Oh, dude, I have so many questions to you right now. So unfortunately, our time is already up. I'm really, really sorry.
That's also fine, my friend.
But I would really, really like to get you back on the podcast for a full episode, which takes much more because there's so much value in the stuff that you are telling me right now. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, like the when we do the podcast, usually like the guest has the last words where to probably you want to greet something, you want to tell the people where they can get your cool seminars or catch you on Instagram or whatever.
Look, everyone can find me around the world, easy. And also in my Instagram, like, you know, like at max.gostar. Workshops every time. I mean, probably every time less and less. So I do one in the year. Or I plan to do my fourth edition, like, 6 days full intensive, the last one. And the last one, I need time to prepare it. And probably when I come, like a four friends, artists who make a really intensive things, share with the people. But normally you can find me in conventions or around the world. And the message of today is believe in you. This is the exact message.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for being here, Max. Okay, guys, have a nice day. See you next time. Bye-bye. Ich hoffe, dass es euch Spaß gemacht hat. Ich hoffe, dass ihr euch gut unterhalten gefühlt habt und ein bisschen was mitnehmen konntet. Wenn ihr Rückfragen zu gewissen Themen habt, was auch immer, lasst es uns gerne wissen. Ansonsten würden wir uns sehr freuen, wenn ihr uns bei den gängigen Streaming-Portalen bewerten würdet. Erzählt auch gerne euren Freunden davon über einen Shoutout auf Instagram und anderen Social-Media-Kanälen. Freuen wir uns natürlich auch immer. Support ist kein Mord. Denkt dran. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wir hören uns nächste Woche wieder bei Tales from the Needle. Vielen Dank. Ciao.